Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The New York Times reported recently that many private colleges and universities are seeing an unexpected spike in early applications this year. At some schools, they're up as much as 50%. This includes schools in Maryland. Goucher's early applications are up, and applications at Hopkins are at the same high level as last year. To find out what's behind this trend and what families thinking about college around the Thanksgiving table should know about applying and securing financial aid, we talked to Stephen Roy Goodman. He's an educational consultant and author of the book College Admissions Together, It Takes a Family. I ask him why early admissions are so up when the economy is so down.
In terms of education, remember that people who have students who are academic and their number one concern is college, college, and college. And so people are saving lots and lots of money in preparation for this moment. And if people, yes, it's true that some people's 529s are down, and yes, it's true that the economy is not as strong as it's been. However, if a family has saved $200,000 over the past 17 years, and now that $200,000 is $150,000, let's say, the family still intends to use that money to help their son or daughter to go to the school of their choice, if that's possible. An early decision is a means by which students essentially have a better chance of being admitted. And here's why. Because universities are worried about yield rates. Universities are like people. They don't like to be insulted. And so a person doesn't, you know, you wouldn't like it if somebody said to you, well, I'll think about asking you out on Friday night, but after I ask your 10 best friends and I'll just choose from there. You know, that would be ridiculous. Similarly, colleges don't particularly like it when you do the same thing. And the way you show the love to a college is by applying early decision and saying, I love you, I promise I will go if I'm admitted. And that helps the university become more selective for the next year because that tells the outside world that people really want to go to that school.
A lot of families are confused. Early decision, early action, early admission. What does it all mean?
Early action means that we're going to give you an answer earlier. There's no bindingness. You don't commit to us. We don't commit to you. There's no commitment whatsoever. Goucher has a classic early action procedure. Here's the difference with Hopkins, though. Hopkins is a binding early decision plan. Notice the word decision rather than action. And that means that you're now saying to Johns Hopkins, if I'm admitted, I will go. That's the big difference. And why would Hopkins do this? Hopkins does this because they want to lock in as large a percentage of their class as administratively possible so they can compete against the University of Pennsylvania, Cornell, Duke, and other schools.
If my family feels that I need financial aid to go to college and I get an early decision about attending that college, does that give me any insight into whether I'll get financial aid from that college?
No, unfortunately it doesn't. The proof is in the pudding. The university either gives you a financial aid package or it doesn't, or it gives you a strong one or a weak one. Let's say you make X amount of dollars and you need a certain amount of money to balance your budget to make this work for you as a family. The college is either going to match what it believes that it wants to do or not.
That's admission strategist Stephen Roy Goodman here on Maryland Morning, WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about early admissions at college. So if I'm a student applying for college, how do I position myself to get the most financial aid that I can get?
The way to do that is to be the strongest applicant you can possibly be. And the currency that you as a high school student have is the quality of your high school curriculum, the quality of your extracurricular activities, the specific skills you bring to, let's say you write for the newspaper, let's say you debate on the debate team, let's say you're good at a sport. You have to offer something tangible to the school. And the more that you can offer the school, the more needs that you can satisfy of the college, the better the likelihood that you're going to be admitted and the better the likelihood that you're going to get more and more money.
A lot of those elements are they already exist by the time you're applying to college. Your grades are what they are. Your activities that you can list, that you can point to, are what they are. So is there much flexibility that you have right here and now about how you present yourself as a student to be attractive for financial aid?
Well, yes. I mean, I think there are two things you could do. One is to apply to schools that other people in your neighborhood don't apply to. So for instance, what incentive would there be? Let's assume you're listening to this in Towson and you say, well, I think I'd like to go to Goucher. Goucher is a perfectly fine school, but it's not exactly news around the country that somebody from Towson might be interested in going to Goucher. If, on the other hand, you were going to look at a school that's a competitor school to Goucher, a school, let's say, like Colorado College, now all of a sudden Colorado College has an incentive to perhaps give you a reasonable financial aid package simply because there aren't that many people from Towson who woke up this morning saying, I'm dying to go to Colorado College.
Okay.
So that's what you can do today. But you can also do something if you're listening to this and your son or daughter is in 9th and 10th grade, you can begin the process earlier by trying to position yourself in such a way that you've got something that the university is going to value 2 and 3 years down the road. A 40-year-old person in the United States has to offer something in society, or else their value in society as you know, in the free market is lower than they would like. Like, you're obviously a professional interviewer and you're good at it, and that's why you're here at WIPR. I think I'm reasonably good at helping students get into colleges, which is why I do that. The difference between now and 30 and 40 years ago is we now have to encourage students to basically be good at something as applicants in high school.
At age 16 or 17.
Yes. And what's unfair about that is that the colleges have essentially backed students into the corner of having to do that, because what colleges have done is colleges have used very sophisticated techniques to kind of mold their classes. And they need to be able to say, we have the soccer player, we have the person from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, we have the person from Altoona, and we have people who satisfy all sorts of diversity.
Let me refine this a bit. You raised the analogy of the adult in society. In a job interview, an adult can scope out the particular skills and qualities that a job needs and make a pitch orally during an interview as to how they fit, even if perhaps their resume isn't exactly perfect for it. How much of this process is that kind of self-selling that a student has to do, or how much of it is just laid out on paper and they can't really change it much?
Well, the students can change a lot, and I think that's a great question, because students can do that, and I encourage students to do that all the time. All the information about the colleges, it's all out there on the websites, right? And so basically, when students are visiting colleges, they're not looking for information anymore. They're looking for insight into whether or not they fit at the school, whether or not they socially like the students there, whether they feel comfortable with the academic offerings of that institution. And absolutely, what a student is trying to do in an interview and in their college essays and in their personal statements, they're trying to make the case, or they should make the case, that I can do something very tangible for you. Like, if I want to go for a job interview, I'm going to make the case that I can do something for XYZ company. Substitute XYZ company for Goucher or Johns Hopkins or the University of Maryland or Georgetown, and that's exactly right. That's exactly a parallel.
It does seem like a huge amount of pressure on young people to be expected to make that kind of a sophisticated pitch.
It is, and I think it's unfair. And I've spoken out publicly repeatedly about the admissions process and how universities have set up an admissions process whereby there is so much pressure on kids. Think about this. The admissions process has been designed by the colleges for the colleges. People always think that it came out of the air. It didn't come out of the air. The admissions process exists to help colleges get the students they want to get in the time period they want to get them. And so if there's so much pressure on students, it's because the colleges have essentially put it on the students.
Stephen Roy Goodman is an educational consultant and admission strategist and the author of the book College Admissions Together, It Takes a Family. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Sheila.
We've got more information at our website, wypr.org. More after a break. I'm Sheila Cast. You're listening to Maryland Morning. Stay with me.